prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to the most popular show on the Superhuman Radio Network, Casual Friday. And you know why it's popular?
Because it's Friday?
No, because it's you. Because you do the show. You're the host of this show.
No, it's us.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Remember Joey on Friends?
Uh-huh. Hey,
how you doing? I can actually do that. How you doing?
I wonder why.
Because I'm from Brooklyn. And I'm proud of it. All right, so we got a really good show today, and lots of things to talk about. One of which I think we need to go ahead and announce, we have a new sponsor coming aboard.
Yes, we do.
Jigsaw Health.
Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme.
Yeah, I mean, this. You know, so here's an interesting thing. About 7-8 months ago, Elisa and I were saying, you know, we drink so much water, and we know that we need more electrolytes in our bodies. People are deficient in magnesium and sodium, chloride, and so many other things. So we started working with Dr. J to create an electrolyte blend that you could add to your water. And lo and behold, we found the company that actually is doing it already, which saved us from having to do it ourselves. And it's Jigsaw Health. And they have an amazing product. And it comes both in a tub where you can scoop it, or it comes in these little travel packs.
Those little travel packs are nice.
Yeah, you just tear it open and throw it in a half-liter bottle, and you drink it down. And it's even got some B vitamins in it. Theirs has some B vitamins in it.
It has stevia in it?
Has stevia, and it has monk. I think it has monk fruit. Maybe not. Stevia, I think it has monk fruit, but it has natural lemon and lime flavor to give it like a little bit of a taste.
What is D-magnesium? D-magnesium malate.
Magnesium malate is just another form of magnesium. It's supposed to be easier for your body to assimilate it because magnesium in its oxidized state doesn't absorb well into the body.
I see.
So they have magnesium glycinate, which is attached to glycine. They have all these different forms of magnesium because it's supposed to be easier for the body to absorb.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it tastes good, too.
It's really good. And I've been using it regularly. And I got to tell you, you know, when you drink a lot of water, why not get some extra minerals? You know, why not?
It makes sense.
And I'll tell you something else. Porter Cottrell, who was a very successful bodybuilder, used to
He's from here.
Yeah, from Louisville.
Louisville.
He used to drink distilled water like everybody else in the bodybuilding community used to drink. And then he got wise. He started adding minerals to his distilled water.
Why was that so popular to drink distilled water?
I think it was thought that there was no sodium in it and it wouldn't cause you to retain water, which is totally nonsense. You know, the idea that distilled water has no minerals in it. If you drink water from a reverse osmosis filter, you need to add minerals to it. So this Jigsaw product would be great for you. So yeah, so keep your eyes open. There's already banner ads up offering a 10% discount, and we've got some nice commercials that'll be running. So show them some love. Welcome aboard, Jigsaw Health.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
So last week we talked about Halloween, and then Halloween was on Monday. I was shocked when I saw the story.
Me too, because we talked about the guy who ruined Halloween because he actually poisoned his son to get the insurance money, but staged it like lots of kids were being poisoned. And that's when this whole like worrisome, oh my God, you know, we got to x-ray our kids' candy. But now, copycats. This is what always happens. If somebody hears about something, there's a copycat.
Well, it happens all the time. I guess I haven't heard it in a while, though. But evidently, in two families in Michigan, they found candy in their kids' bags that contained nails and thumbtacks.
A girl bit. Actually, girl, the thumbtack one, she ate the candy and got the thumbtack stuck in the roof of her mouth.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how they found it.
And then another incident in Canada, a woman discovered a sewing needle in a miniature Mars chocolate bar.
Now, think about that. I thought that's really an easy thing to do. You take a sewing needle, it's not going to leave much of a hole in the paper. You won't even notice it. If you get it in the right place where there's a wrinkle, you could just push that sucker in there and that's it.
That's crazy.
Who would do that to a child? Like, what sick, depraved person would hurt a child like
that?
Well,
no less the guy that we talked about last week. He did it to his own son.
You know what? People are crazy. People are sick. They really are. There's a lot of sick people out there. What's that old saying? There but the grace of God go I. You know what I mean? It's like all of us go through life. We don't even know. You could be on the subway train standing next to a guy who just murdered his family. You'd never know it, right? They look normal to everybody else.
Right.
It's really terrible.
Okay, so I ran across this article about blue jeans.
Okay. You mean dungarees?
Dungarees.
We used to call them dungarees when I was a kid. Did you call them dungarees?
No.
We called them dungarees when
just
I was a kid.
Jeans in general. Just jeans. Evidently, there was a research that just came out that said that there is an age limit to wearing your jeans.
I don't believe this, and I'll tell you why. Go ahead.
Okay. Why don't you believe it?
Well, tell me what their study said. Why is there an age limit?
Research suggests jeans are for the younger generation.
Oh, you mean like an age limit like, oh, you're too old to be wearing jeans, not that your jeans are too old.
Yes, an age limit on you being too old.
I thought they meant like when your jeans are a certain age, you got to throw them away because they're like they go bad or something like that. Oh, so let me get this straight. So they're saying you should ditch your jeans once you're 53 years old. Oh, man, I am 5 years behind that memo because I'm 58 and I'm still wearing my jeans right now.
So what do we wear if we don't wear jeans? I mean, there's a time and a place for everything, obviously.
You know, our society is loaded with something called constructs. Constructs are not natural laws. They are observations that then become implied, actionable steps that society puts on us, right? Like, here's one. All the women in the audience will relate to. Once you're a woman of a certain age, you should cut your hair really short.
Well, I guess I'm not believing that one.
Neither do I. Who made up that stupid idea? There's a lot of women out there who have beautiful hair in their 60s. Here's where I think it came from.
Well,
I think that when women got older, a lot of them, because they don't take care of their bodies, because your hair is just an extension of your skin. Because they don't take care of their bodies, their hair got dry and frizzy.
That's what I was just getting ready to say.
And thin. And so they were like, oh, I can't have long hair anymore. I got to cut it short. So then it became, well, that happens to women of a certain age. Ergo, women of a certain age should cut their hair short. But if you're a woman of 50, 60, 70 years old and you have beautiful hair, even if it's gray, beautiful, shiny, lots of body, thick hair, don't listen to those idiots. Grow it.
I think I've told the story on the show before, but I had a cousin who told me she was slipping through my InStyle magazine. This was years ago. And she told me that she was looking for haircuts for me because I needed to cut my hair.
Well, you also had a hairstylist who kept trying. Every time you'd go into him, you'd come home to me and say, he wants me to cut my hair short. And I'd say, don't you dare. Your hair is beautiful. Every time, and then finally you stopped going to him because every time you went in there, he's like, let's cut your hair.
Always.
Let's
every
cut
time
your hair.
I was in there. I just think he didn't like to deal with long hair.
Maybe that's what it was. He was just lazy. Listen, we had a landscaper like that. So we hired this landscaper one year and he came in and he told us to pull all the trees out, get rid of all the grass, put rocks and gravel in, remember? And I said to you, he doesn't want to do landscaping anymore. He wants us to do this so he doesn't have to cut anything anymore.
It's crazy. So evidently this research was conducted by Collect Plus, and they're a British parcel delivery company. Why would they be conducting the research about whether or not you should wear jeans?
Maybe their drivers are too busy looking at women's pants or something. Who knows?
So I guess they researched. There was 2,000 participants in the study, and the median age of the participants is unknown. And they admitted that finding the ideal pair of jeans is a Herculean task.
Well, but wait a minute. That's not the jeans' fault. That's your body's fault. Is that what they're talking about? They don't fit right?
Right. It says it takes men 4 days and women 8.5 days.
To what?
To find the perfect pair of jeans.
Oh, man, they need to go shopping with me. I walk in and walk out with stuff. I've never heard of anything so stupid in my life.
One in ten people try on 6 or more pair of jeans for the pursuit of the perfect pair.
Well, that's because they need to work on their bodies. It's not the jeans' fault if you can't get into them.
Almost a quarter of the participants admitted they have not yet found the perfect pair, and another 25% have given up completely.
Everybody in the audience that can relate to what I'm about to say, raise your hand. How many of you have either gotten so out of shape that sweatpants became what your go-to lower body clothing were? And how many of you out there see other people who have let their bodies go so far that all they can wear is sweatpants now? There's a reason why people don't want to shop anymore. People don't want to shop anymore in general because it reminds them about how fat they've become. I'm guilty of this one. I'm getting back in shape right now. I've lost almost 12 pounds of body fat because I've gained 8 pounds of muscle at the same time. Okay? And before I did this, like you and I would be at the store, you'd say, hey, would you like to look for a pair of pants? I'm like, nah, I don't want to look. I didn't want to look for pants, not because I don't want a new pair of pants, because I don't want to be reminded that I am now a 38 waist. You know what I mean? I don't want to be a 38 waist. So by not shopping, I'm not a 38 waist. I don't have to deal with the reality of that, which, by the way, I'm not a 38 now because I can actually put my pants on without unbuttoning them and unzipping them. How about that one? I'm proud of that.
Okay, so continuing on with the study, I find this interesting. 33% of respondents feel comfortable enough wearing denim. They would wear them to a dinner party or to the theater. And 5% confess they would even wear jeans to a job interview. I can see maybe the theater if they're dressy jeans, because jeans are...
Well, if
nice.
I was going for a job interview at a restaurant as a wait person, I would wear jeans. I mean, so quantify job interview. Are they a stockbroker going into Shearson Lehman? Oh, I think they're out of business now, but shows my age. You know, are they a stockbroker going into a bank for a job? No, you wouldn't wear jeans. But are you going in to get a job waiting tables at the B? what is it?
The Applebee's?
Yeah, Applebee's.
The B?
Yeah, the people who frequent Applebee, they just call it the B. Like if you're going to the B for a job, you'd wear jeans and a t-shirt probably, because they don't care.
So anyway, I think that you should be able to wear whatever you want, whenever you want, and wear your hair as long as you want.
I'm so tired of age-appropriate directions from people who think, oh, you're too old to wear that. I think if you got a great set of legs and you're an older woman, and your butt isn't running down the back of your legs yet because you take care of yourself, you do hip thrusts and squats and stuff like that, and you want to put on a mini skirt, put on a mini skirt.
Yeah, they say you shouldn't wear mini skirts.
I know.
Yeah.
After a certain age.
Not you.
Yeah, no, I definitely shouldn't. Trust me. I don't look good in a mini skirt. Well, then again, but I have no butt at all. I have that white boy disease, no ass at all. So I suffer from that.
So evidently there is an 80-year-old man in China. They call him China's hottest grandpa. He's a DJ, and he was on the catwalk just recently.
And he looks great. Okay. Like from the neck up, he looks like Mr. Miyagi. No doubt about it, right? From Karate Kid. But he's not hiding that. His physique looks great. And look at the swagger in his walk. I mean, this guy looks great.
Says his physique caused a national sensation. He takes obvious joy in subverting China's image of what it means to be old.
I love it.
It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't buy all this stuff that at a certain age you need to not dress this way, not wear your hair that way, don't wear these kind of clothes. If it looks good on you, put it on. If your hair looks good long, keep it long. Don't let people steal your thunder. That's it. That's the answer here. We have to take a break.
Okay.
We got lots of great stories today. And our fact checker, Dawn Blanken from Vermont, weighed in on the whole rhinoceros hunting situation with the guy, the owner of Jimmy John's. And you know her. She's all about the facts, baby. So we've got an interesting thing to talk about when we come back. Stay tuned.
You dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I gotta wish a happy anniversary today to Con Santori Davison and his wife, Natasha.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary. I'm not sure how long. He's such a sweet guy. He really is. He's really a sweet, decent human being. He posted on Facebook today that had you told him that he was going to marry her the day that he met her in front of, I forget what pharmacy that he saw her in front of or something like that. And he was hanging out with his friend. He's, you know, he would have looked at you sideways. And it's just nice to have a person who feels that way years later. You know what I mean? It's just it's a sweet thing. And he's not ashamed to show it. So that's a wonderful thing. Congratulations, you two. All right. So we have to talk about an email.
So last week on last week's show, we discussed Jimmy John's and his hunting or poaching or whatever you want to call it.
So you came out and you had a very strong opinion of this, and you were like, you know what, this is disgusting what he's doing, and he's killing endangered animals. And I said, you know, there's more to the hunting story than, because I am a former hunter and I see myself as a conservationist. I understand the argument for and against hunting.
So what did Dawn say? I haven't heard this. So
she said, Carl, briefly, in a word, Elisa is wrong. No, she didn't say that.
No, that's why she didn't send me a copy of the email.
No, she said, briefly, the rhino Corey Knowlton hunted was not one of the three groups declared extinct in 2011. I'm including links to several articles, but the NPR or the CNN story gives more background to this whole event. Most rhinos are poached for their horn, which is purchased by rich people in Vietnam and China. Nearly 1,200 rhinos are poached each year just in South Africa alone. My observations would be that this part of Africa was colonized by the Germans, who loved hunting, and during World War I, taken from the Germans by the British Empire, who also love hunting. I heard a Namibian government conservationist say that when Namibia gained its independence in 1990, there were a few thousand black rhinos left. Now they are tasked with doing damage control to save these remaining in Namibia. Now, all of Western organizations have an opinion about how that should be done. Maybe we should open up our own practices to world opinion and intervention and see how that goes. My inclination would be to defer to the Namibians, and if issuing permits is how they raise money for conservation, so be it. And this is how they do it quite often. The alternative would be to tell American companies to stop pillaging diamonds and minerals and pay a fair price. Great point. Great, great point. Half of the Namibians' debt is owed to foreigners and the IMF. The country's debt level is skyrocketing, and there will be more pressure to cater to rich hunters, and there's pressure to legalize and regulate the rhino horn market. How about raising the price of copper, diamonds, and uranium? Not a chance, says the IMF. This is an important point. I want to mention something. Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown because he wanted to use gold to give Africa its sovereignty. His goal was to come up with their own gold currency that would actually dwarf all of this fiat currency on the world market today. Fiat currency is paper money backed by a country's ability to generate money from whatever they do to make the most money, the GDP basically. And so back in the day, money used to be backed by precious metals, right? We had silver certificates when we were kids. The dollar bill said a silver certificate. That $2 bill was basically a lien on $2 worth of silver. You could go and get that $2 worth of silver for that bill. Today, there is no actual equity backing currency. And what Gaddafi wanted to do was use all of Africa's gold to do that. So what Dawn is pointing out is actually very true. We exploit all of the raw minerals and riches in Africa, but they don't get the money for it. Otherwise, they could be an independent nation. And so they have to turn to things like letting hunters come in and pay $250,000 to shoot a rhino. Very, well, very sound advice.
I stand by what I said. I don't think that it's right for someone to be able to pay $500,000 or whatever he paid to go kill something that's on the endangered species
list. But that one was not on the endangered
species. It was on the endangered species list.
Okay. Okay.
She said it wasn't?
She said it was not one of the rhinos on that list.
Okay, so a study just came out this week mm-hmm. from the University of Vermont that says elephant poaching cost African economies $25 million per year in tourism revenue.
Wow.
So while this is not a rhino and it's an elephant, I think the same might be said. The current elephant poaching crisis cost African countries around $25 million annually in lost tourism revenue. Comparing this lost revenue with the cost of halting declines in elephant populations due to poaching, the study determines that investment in elephant conservation is economically favorable across the majority of African elephants' range.
Uh-huh.
So the research was undertaken by scientists from the World Wildlife Fund
mm-hmm.
and the University of Vermont.
And the problem with this is the people who are poaching are criminals.
Well, and the poaching is as she mentioned earlier, and Dawn did, fueled largely by demand for ivory in China.
Yeah, exactly. See, and interestingly enough, so the Chinese are driving a lot of what I would consider the inhumane treatment of animals today. For instance, there is a commercial airing on cable right now. Some of you may have seen it. It's a shark that is falling to the bottom of the ocean floor, and it's wiggling its body, but it can't swim because all of its fins have been cut off.
Really?
Yes. So shark fin is in a lot of traditional Chinese medicines and Chinese supplements. The cartilage from shark's fins is thought to have powerful medicinal properties. So what they do is they catch sharks, they cut their fins off, and then they throw them back in the water to basically drown.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. And another one is...
So don't they use that in a lot of glucosamine supplementation?
Sharks, no. They use shells from shellfish for most of the glucosamine. No, if it has shark fin in it, you're paying a lot of money for it. It's not a glucosamine chondroitin product. You're buying shark fin. If you look for supplements on the internet, you'll see shark fin supplements specifically. They're very, very expensive.
Well, I wouldn't buy those if that's what they're doing.
And shark fin has broader supposed effects than just glucosamine and chondroitin for joints. I mean, shark fin has been associated with healing diseases and everything else. Another one, bear's paws, the paw of a bear. Bears are killed, and all they do is cut their paws off and take the paws, and they leave the whole bear there. This is the Chinese driving this kind of stuff. Another thing is the bile from bears. They take bears and they put them in cages, and they basically put a stint in them, and they drain the bile out of their gallbladders, and they sell that as... So these poor bears are tortured. They're kept in a cage, and they basically drain the bile out of their gallbladder every couple
days.
Why? Because the Chinese believe that the bile from a bear's gallbladder has medicinal effects. When you look at China as a whole, the country, they have some of the worst tendencies to mutilate animals. And, I mean, whole animals for some small little body part. So,
just like the ivory from an elephant.
Yes, yes.
I want to mention real quick, the black rhino that Jimmy John's shot was the last black rhino in the Mangetti National Park.
But okay, I gotta.
And it says here it was extremely endangered.
Yes, but I gotta frame that. This park is going to go out and buy another black rhino. That's going to be the only black rhino in that park. You have to be careful the way this is. So it's not the last black rhino of its type. It's the last one in that park. They buy those rhinos for hunters to shoot. So you just got to understand that these parks where they allow people to come in and hunt and pay to hunt, they stock them. It's like stocking a pond with trout, and you just caught the last trout in that pond. It's not the last trout. It's the last one in that pond, and they're going to restock it in a few days, and there's going to be 200 more trout in there. So that's a kind of different situation there. But I do agree with you. I have never been a proponent for hunting animals for trophy. Anything I ever shot, except for a porcupine.
That was for trophy.
I didn't shoot him for trophy.
No, no, I'm talking the black rhino yes. that Jimmy Jones
shot.
Yeah,
he's not. He didn't hunt it because his family likes rhino meat. You know, he's not serving rhino meat in his restaurants. I mean, venison, deer meat, wild boar, which is basically feral pig. I've hunted those things, but I've eaten them all. The only thing I ever killed in my life, that's not true. I killed some sparrows with my BB gun too, but the only thing I ever killed in my life that was not to eat was a porcupine. So, I mean, I don't believe in hunting just to kill the animal. That's not, to me, that's not a great win. So, I do think he's wrong for that. Let's go ahead and take another break. That went fast. What are we going to talk about when we come back? Anything interesting?
Popping pimples.
Oh, I love popping pimples. I can't do that either now?
Nope. Not unless you want to die.
Okay. I can't pick my nose. I can't pop my pimples. What am I going to do with myself? We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do, with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
FitRead Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated, with coaches providing detailed support. Go to FitReadNutrition.com today to learn more.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay. So what's this about pimples?
So do you still get pimples?
Not really. I mean, I get blackheads. Sometimes over here, like to the right and left of my nose, on my cheeks, But, I mean, I just take a hot cloth and kind of roll my skin, and it comes right out.
Oh,
I don't get pimples, per se. Like, pimples mean, like, they come to a head, and they have, like, pus in them and stuff like that.
Well, what causes pimples?
Well,
like clogged pores, I think.
It could be clogged pores. It could be funguses on the skin, bacteria on the skin, or it could be evidence that your liver has problems. A lot of things can cause pimples. Pimples are just toxins trying to escape from the skin.
So they're not genetic.
Well, you may have something that predisposes you to getting pimples if you do the same thing that your ancestors did. Like if your ancestors ate a really crappy food and they all had pimples and you eat that crappy food and you get pimples, but then somebody else doesn't eat that crappy food, they don't get pimples.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess there's an area on your face that's called the deadly triangle.
Interesting.
And that area, the space on your face is so death prone that science and medicines had to give it that name, the deadly triangle. If you pop pimples, it's a triangle from like your nose, the tip of your nose down past your nostrils and then like to your lower lip.
Yeah. So if the bridge of your nose is the apex of the triangle and your lower lip is the base of the triangle,
right,
that whole area there out your cheeks. So that's where I'm doing it, like when I find those little things.
Popping a pimple in this area could literally kill you. That's because the blood vessels in this area drain back to the back of your head. If you pop a pimple in the danger triangle, it becomes infected. That can lead to loss of vision, meningitis, a brain abscess, or even death.
Meningitis?
Is that not what I said? Meningitis?
You said meningitis.
I meant meningitis.
You know what meningitis is? Meningitis is very dangerous. You've heard of menin talcum powder, right?
Yes.
If you use too much of that, you get meningitis.
I meant meningitis. I thought I had said that.
So that means that if you are squeezing pimples in this area, you need to make sure that your hands are clean and that after you do the squeezing, you use something to clean up the area. Don't let it get infected, right?
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know that, but it drains into the back of the head.
It could if it gets infected.
I mean, obviously, your sinuses are right there, too. The brain isn't too far away either. That's even more of a problem.
Yes.
I want to talk about this because these are becoming very popular.
Well, they are popular.
Everything flushable today, right? Even the things that you clean your toilet bowls with now, they say they're flushable, right? You eject it and you flush it down the toilet. They're finding out a lot of these things that are supposed to be flushable really aren't, especially these wipes that people use to... Look, I'm all for cleaning up, you know, after you go potty. But some of these wipes don't biodegrade at all.
None of them
do. In fact, tell the story about the New York... So New York had a problem. Was this summer, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
When was it?
Well, in the Thames River over in England.
Oh, in England. Okay.
According to experts at Thames Water, flushable wipes were a major factor in London's notorious Fatberg, a 15-ton lump of congealed grease that nearly flooded the city's already stressed sewer system and took 3 weeks to dismantle in 2013.
And what they found that had accumulated in there that helped
the flushable wipes.
Yeah, to help the fat get stuck there were these flushable wipes that are really not flushable.
They had 59,000 miles of sewer and fat and wet wipes.
Wow.
They call it sewer abuse. So Consumer Reports tested flushable wipes that say flushable on their labels.
Mm-hmm.
They put them in blenders for 10 minutes and they didn't break down.
Wow. They're supposed to just turn into like when they make paper, they start out with that pulpy, syrupy mess that they then push the water out. And to make paper, it kind of binds together. It's supposed to go back to that once you drop it in water. It's supposed to break apart into its like little hair components. It's not doing that. That's amazing. And so many people use these wipes. And God knows how many people have slow drains now in their home.
It does say non-woven cloths have been getting stuck in pipes and sewer machinery, creating massive, expensive clogs. It's happened in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Toronto, Sydney, London, and many other places for years.
New York had a problem. I thought it was just this past summer, but maybe it was previous to that, where they had a sewer backup in an area of Manhattan, and it was a huge job. I mean, they had to dig the street out, and they had to pull pipe out, and it turned out that it was all this these quote-unquote flushable wipes had all gotten stuck together and just created like a barrier in the pipe where nothing could get past it.
It says if you are flushing these flushable wipes, your chances of getting clogged to go up. I use a makeup remover wipe.
But that's not what people are using those wipes for. So most people are using those wipes to kind of wipe. Like after they're done wiping normally, they want to clean up like really, really good.
What kind of chemicals are in them too? You think about that.
Oh, yeah, antimicrobials and stuff like that, which you don't really want that affecting the microbes in your colon. But, I think if you want that, you should just go the way of the Europeans and put in a bidet. Like if you're really interested in being clean like that. I don't think the answer is something that shouldn't be flushed down the toilet. And you've got to flush it down the toilet once you use it that way. You can't, like, throw it in your garbage can.
According to the EWG, now I'm talking about disinfecting wipes because people use disinfecting wipes on their...
On their bodies, yeah.
No, well, on their countertops, in the kitchen. It says that disinfecting wipes aren't necessary for routine cleanup, but when they are actually needed to clean up after a sick kid or raw chicken, they don't work unless you use them properly.
How should you use them?
You have to let the product sit for a certain amount of time before
it dry
kills.
Dry on its own almost, yeah.
Before it kills any of the...
microbes.
Yes.
So a study was done on children who lived in households where they did not have a dishwasher, an automatic dishwasher. And they found these children had stronger immune systems and greater microbial diversity in their gut. And the study, obviously more research needs to be done, but the study proposes that people who wash their dishes in a dishwasher versus wash their dishes by hand are actually causing the probability of missing microbes that can actually improve immune function. That when you wash your dishes by hand, there may be some minuscule residual amount of the food you just ate that stays there that then undergoes some sort of transformation that creates microbes that end up back in your body again and actually provide you with health benefits. Now, we're not talking about salmonella type stuff here. We're talking about you really washed your dishes well, but you didn't wash them in your dishwasher where it goes to the, 200 degree sanitize level and the soap they're using is antimicrobial and all that sort of stuff. There's actually benefits to returning to washing your dishes by hand and letting them dry on their own if you think that the microbiome discussion is valid and that improving microbial diversity in your gut is important to you. Just stop washing your dishes in a dishwasher.
Well, there are certain times you need to. If somebody in the house is sick,
right,
or if you've
you just
cooked
prepared
chicken.
Fish or chicken. I mean, yeah, if you just prepared chicken, yeah, I'd say, yeah, put that in there. Yeah, absolutely. But if you just cut vegetables and, it's like there's some things that you really don't need to be sterilizing and sanitizing your dishes.
We didn't have a dishwasher when I was growing up. In fact, I can remember one of my first apartments and I had a dishwasher and I didn't know how to use it because we had never had one.
Right, right. We always had one. Her name was Florence. But anyway, yeah, I think that if you're flushing these flushable wipes, you may want to rethink that.
Well, there's wipes everywhere, too, like when you go to the grocery store and you wipe your cart.
Yeah.
Because of the
fecal matter. Well, those go into the garbage
matter.
Can. Those go into the garbage
That's
can,
true.
Right? And that might be a good reason to wipe, right? Because the little kid who was sitting in the cart while his mother was shopping pooped his pants, and then you're going to put your broccoli up there. I could see using it there. I just think using them at home has become real overplayed. Wiping everything and including your butt, I think it's just way overplayed. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, LiveOnLabs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to mgnstore.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So, we did a show this past Tuesday about neuro-linguistics programming, visualization, hypnotization. What do you want to say? Hypnotizing yourself to get greater gains. And we were talking about NLP this morning because a listener of the show, Rick Pack, had posted something on the Superhuman Radio Network page about this, right?
And it was on Superhuman Nation.
Oh, Superhuman Nation. And so what did he post? Do you remember what he posted?
He said, have Carl, Elisa, or anyone else heard from someone or themselves participated in a $5,000 seminar by someone like Tony Robbins or Bob Proctor, wondering if it's worth it. I have not listened yet, but this topic reminds me of the NLP SHR that was released earlier this week.
Well, so I actually took an NLP course, sales-related NLP course, taught by Tony Robbins in Las Vegas, Nevada, when I was an agent for Macaw Cellular One. We had a very large agency. We had 16 salespeople. And they, Macaw paid Tony Robbins to fly around to different key territories to help train cellular salespeople at that time in neuro-linguistics programming. This was in 1986, maybe, 87. And so...
Do you believe in...
Yeah. Oh, it's legit. It's legit. Yeah. This is not mumbo jumbo. This is real. I mean, look, so NLP speaks to a lot of different things. NLP is basically the linkage between the language you use and neural processes in the brain, right? So there's an in and an out effect of NLP, right? The in effect is the language you use to talk to yourself creates outcomes. But I don't mean like the secret, like, oh, if I put pictures of a Lamborghini on this wall and I look at those pictures and I imagine myself driving that Lamborghini will somehow find its way into my life. That's not what we're talking
about.
No,
so what I was just getting ready to say is Dr. Phil often calls it your inner chatter.
Yeah.
Like, to get rid of the negative inner chatter and have positive inner chatter.
Yeah, and it's not like as though that positive inner chatter magically makes things appear in your life, but what it does do is it prepares you to expect more.
Well,
just let me finish this thought. Have you ever bought a new car? Name a new car that you bought when you were younger or whenever.
A Toyota Celera.
And it was a brand new one.
Brand new.
What color was it?
Pearl.
Okay, before you bought that car, had you ever noticed the Toyota Pearl Solaras on
yes.
the street?
Well, the Toyota, yeah, I picked it. That's what I wanted. I saw it.
But once you were driving it, how many times were you sitting at a light and you saw a same car as yours and thought, wow, look, it's the same car as mine?
Often.
Okay, so, and this is a phenomenon that everybody's experienced, right? You decide to buy a blue BMW 320i. You know they exist. You see them in books. But only after you get it, you're like, I can't believe how many people have blue 320i's. Like, oh my God, every car I see is the same as mine. But you didn't notice it before you bought it. Because now that it's kind of woven into the language of your brain, now you spot them all the time. The same is true of success. They say, oh, well, you have to be prepared for success. You have to be looking for success. You have to be open to success. That's all true. And because... The same way all of a sudden you start spotting all the blue BMWs that you never noticed before you bought yours, you start to spot and notice opportunities when you are programming yourself for opportunity. The opposite is that people who use terminology like, I'm never going to be a success, nothing good ever happens to me, no one's ever going to love me, I'll never find somebody like my ex, you know, all those kind of, that language creates confined spaces where your brain gets stuck. Because here's the thing, your brain will believe you whatever you tell it. If you keep telling your brain, I am so afraid of taking this test Wednesday in school, your brain will go, yeah, you're right, I'm afraid, we're going to be afraid, we have something to be afraid. But if you're like confident, yeah, but here's the thing that Tony Robbins teaches in NLP, making the connection is where the magic is. It's not enough to just go, I deserve success, darn it, and I'm going to get it. No, if you don't really believe it, and belief is the connection of language and emotion together, and NLP bridges that. NLP teaches you how to connect language and emotion. So the in of it is programming yourself. The out of it is programming other people without them realizing it. So what we learned in NLP sales training was tracking, right? How to track a person. How to mirror a person. So if you're sitting down at a table with somebody and their body language is that they cross their arms while they're talking to you, if you cross your arms while you're talking to them, they won't look at you and go, why are you imitating me? Instead, they'll look at you and go, there's something I like about this person. I can't pick it out.
What's tracking?
That's tracking. So you got to watch what people do, listen to their inflections in their voice, and then you have to model it back to them.
Does leaning in while you're having a conversation with someone, I've also heard that.
Only if they're leaning in too. If you lean in and someone's sitting back, you'll appear too aggressive. If someone sits back and puts their hands behind their head and their crosses their legs, you sit back, put your hands behind your head, and you cross your legs, and there's an immediate connection. They can't figure out what it is they like about you, okay? Another thing that they taught us in NLP is if you're trying to win somebody over and you're having a hard time, let's see, you're sitting across from somebody, they're talking. Imagine the two of you are out at dinner having a great time and really liking each other and making plans to get together with the family, or sitting on a dock side by side fishing and having a really great, enjoyable moment. Make that connection neurally in your brain. Your body will then start acting in a way that appears familiar to them, and they'll feel like they like you. They're comfortable with you. So NLP is a very, very powerful tool, both to program yourself and to program other people at the same time. Very, very powerful. And it's legitimate. It's real. Real.
And is that what Tony Robbins teaches now?
Well, I know. He probably uses NLP to get results with people without necessarily telling them, I'm going to teach you NLP. But when I saw him speak, we were there for a neuro-linguistics programming sales course, how to be a more effective salesperson using NLP. And when you learn it, you can't help but understand NLP's effects on your brain as well.
So when you talk about like the inner positive and negative chatter, what about like that saying that you should surround yourself with positive people? Is that kind of the same?
That's important in life in general, right? I remember my mother always used to tell me, be careful of the friends you choose in life, because you either rise to your friends' expectations or rise to your friends' expectations. So if your friends have low expectations, they're really not going anywhere in life, you will rise to that. If your friends have high expectations, they do well in school. I'm a perfect example. I come out of eighth grade a stellar student, a fantastic student. I go to high school and I start hanging out with people who play hooky and smoke weed. What did I do? I started playing hooky and smoking weed. So yes, the friends you choose are critical. Very, very important. You have to choose friends that have the same desires in life as you do. Yes. But NLP, be very clear about this, is not saying to yourself over and over again, I'm going to be a success. I'm going to be a success. That doesn't do anything. NLP is making the connection between the language and the emotion and making it real inside you. And we all undergo NLP all the time. We just don't pay attention to it. You're at a movie. It's a scary movie. You're gripping the chair. Your knuckles are white. Your heart is pounding. The car scene in the car, and they're swerving to the left. You don't realize it, but you're leaning to the left in your seat. You're leaning to the right. This is NLP. You're looking at that movie. You're believing it. You're invoking it on your own emotional chemistry. You're acting it out.
Well, so then do, like, say, beverage companies, for example, do they use that in their advertising?
Absolutely. 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 And this is why playing movies in your head of things that you want to happen is so much more important than just repeating the words over and over again. I'm going to be a success. See yourself in the meeting. See yourself talking to your boss and asking for the raise. Hear the words coming out of your mouth. Hear your boss looking at you and going, you know, I think this is a good idea. We're going to do it. And playing that over and over again in your mind. And then what's his name that was on the show? I'm so sorry. I can't even think of his name right now. He said, turn the light up brighter. I forgot about that. Tony talks about that. So when you see an event, see it getting brighter. Like if you were looking at this event on a movie screen and all of a sudden it got brighter. See that, because it energizes the connection between feeling it and seeing it. So it's really
so
great stuff.
So then that's really not any different than visualization.
It's visualization, but visualization in and of itself is kind of like having the TV playing in the background while you're working, right? But if you're really doing it right, you're the person feeling like, oh, I got to swerve to the left. That's the difference, right? So you could have visualization and it's ineffective. Just like you could have the TV on and watching a movie while you're working on something on your computer. You're not really involved in the movie. It's just background noise, right? But now when you're invested in the movie and you're watching it and the murderer is chasing the girl, your heart rate is pumping Now you're invested in it. So it's not enough just to visualize. You have to emotionally connect to what's going on in that movie in your brain. That's the that's where the magic is in NLP. So, oh my gosh, that was a fast segment. See what happens when you just let me talk? All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the assault on masculinity. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated, with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So, This is actually something our friend Billy told me about, and also I think Nick Williamelli posted it on our
Nick
Facebook.
Nick Guggs posted this on Facebook, yes.
Universities work to purge male students of their toxic masculinity. This is a continuation of an assault that's been going on for really a couple decades now. Masculinity is not seen as a good thing any longer.
A class at Dartmouth College this semester called the Orlando Syllabus identifies so-called toxic masculinity as playing a role in the mass murder spree in Orlando this year.
Mm-hmm. And it had nothing to do with the jihadists, nothing to do with terrorism. It was just masculinity.
Despite the fact that the gunman said on the phone that he committed the crime on behalf of ISIS.
Yeah, right.
Not that I want to get political. I'm just...
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. So masculinity has been under siege for a long time. And there's, for some reason, this attitude that men are really what's wrong with the world today. You see this, especially if you end up in family court. I mean, men are considered terrorists. When you look at what's trending amongst young people today, it is androgyny, right? Girls and boys who look the same. You really can't tell who's a girl, who's a boy. There's this shift that's where we're going. And it's not going to last. I can tell you that. It's not going to last. It's going to bounce out. It's just what's trending right now. But at the same time, men are looked at as something is wrong with us, especially if you are a guy who looks like a guy, as opposed to, you know, if you don't have two earrings on and long a man bun, you know, look at guy, man bun, earrings in both ears. It's like there's a blurring of the lines of what is male and what is female now.
So they're saying that bodybuilding or physical culture, right? Muscular physiques are hyper-masculinized sporting culture, and it's an advanced unhealthy masculinity.
It's unhealthy. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't even know how to respond to this. It's silly. It's silly. And this is what's wrong with our country today. People come up with silly ideas, and all of a sudden the mainstream starts to promote them, and then they become legitimized.
So on the campus of North Carolina Chapel Hill and Duke University, they've launched programs specifically designed for male students to delve into violent masculinity and healthier masculinity.
Wait a minute. You want to know something? Masculinity.
And discuss issues like gender fluidity.
Gender fluidity. That's what I just said, right? This cross between men and women, this blurring of the lines where guys look like girls and girls look like guys. And why is masculinity associated with violence? Women perpetrate violence. What about them?
Well, and I like my femininity, and I'm sure you like your masculinity.
Yes. And so what's next? Are we going to say, oh, you're too feminine? You make us, because there's a whole group of our population out there, and it's not women who lift weights, by the way. I want to be clear about what I'm about to say. There are women out there today who look like guys, you know, overweight, butch haircuts, Birkenstocks. They've let all, like, they don't care about their image. They don't care about their bodies. They don't care about anything. They are becoming the siren call for women today. They bash women who look nice, who look beautiful. They degrade women who care about their bodies and take care of their bodies. And they want women to look like them because they've given up all hope, you know, for trying to maintain some level of femininity. So they want women to look like them. There's an assault on femininity today, too. It's just a little quieter than this.
According to something that I'm reading, it wasn't in the email that I sent you. The media, especially in movies and magazines, showcase men as violent and dominant human beings.
Yeah, right. But we're not. We raise children. You know what I mean? We're surrogate mothers when the mother is out of the house. It's like, this is nonsense. This is more of the same stuff that's been going on for way too long in this country. This is an extension of what goes on at Planet Fitness.
Well, it goes on to say that the main hero is often portrayed as manly, that they are very muscular and often use violence to achieve their goals. Even in such movies as Shark Tale, I didn't see that. It's a child's movie. But we can see the adult shark teaches son how to be aggressive.
So what? You know what I'd like these people to do? These people that are saying this right now? I say, prove your point to me that you're right. You go to the animal kingdom, work with lions. Get the male lions to be less aggressive. Get the male lions to act more docile. And get the female lions to become more aggressive. No, because this is an absurdity, what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not sure what the purpose is, you know, on these college campuses. What's the purpose? Why are they doing this?
Because first of all, the people behind this, it's not guys. Think about this. Who's behind it? You think guys are going?
It could be.
No, I don't. No, it's not. It's women. Women want men to be less men, less like men, because women want to take on more masculine roles in life. They do. They want to be firemen. They want to be police.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I understand that. But don't make men less masculine because you want more masculinity or you want more of what you believe the benefits of masculinity are. These are being driven by the feminist agenda. This is just an extension of feminism. Feminism was all about, we want equality. We want to be treated just like men are. Now they're saying, and we want men to be treated less like men are. That's just, it's an extension of feminism. That's all this is. The guys aren't going, sitting around in a room going, you know, guys, masculinity is destroying the planet. We need to be more like women. No, these movements are being driven by women on these campuses. I guarantee it. And they're going to say, well, if men were less masculine, there'd be less rapes. That's not true. That's not true. No, this is.
Well, so this person is obviously, has a different opinion than we do. And he says that, what's wrong with men being emotional and not being as dominant.
But see, so this is what this person is misunderstanding, and he's probably like, what, 20 years old? Because you have the ability to protect yourself and be strong and dominant doesn't mean that you aren't sensitive too. There's this idea that all masculine men are just thug, hoodlum, you know, grunt and they rape and they... No, I cry regularly at movies. I cry when I watch Pride and Prejudice. So what does that mean? But at the same time, I can squat and deadlift and I can box if I have...
Well, I cry and, well, I can't squat as much as you.
No, but my point is this monolithic idea that, oh, if you're masculine, you're not sensitive. That's nonsense.
It is. This was written by a student, the Global Network of Collaborating Student Writers.
Yeah, no, I agree. And a young person whose perspective on life is going to change, just like my perspective on life changed when I became a man and had children. I mean, these are idealistic opinions that are not founded in fact or founded in experiences of life at all. Men need to be masculine if that's what they need to be. If a man needs to be feminine, let him be feminine. I say it takes all types. Don't discriminate. This is discrimination. Just like Scott Connor posted this morning a video about Planet Fitness where the girl is saying bodybuilders are jerks and lunkheads. And I said on that post, if she said women, if she said blacks, if she said Latinos, if she said Jews, if she said blue-eyed people, if she said short people, if she said Muslims, if she said anything but bodybuilders, they would have been racist, bigoted comments. But because she picked on people who are basically fit, and we're seen as, oh, well, they're so immersed in themselves and shallow, and you know, and they're all messed up, it's okay to discriminate. This is evidence. Discrimination is discrimination. And just because one group is protected against it and one isn't, doesn't make it okay to discriminate against a group that's not. This is just another form of discrimination. So you're going to say a guy who genetically is athletic and muscular, is something wrong with him. That's what they're basically saying. And trust me, this kid, when he's 40, is not going to feel this way. So, anyway, it just frustrates me. It frustrates me because there's a whole group of people out there who will read this and think that this is valid. I'll tell you one other thing I want to finish with. There was a video going around on Facebook yesterday. So there was a male contraception that was just tested. It's a nasty, nasty drug, and it caused severe clinical depression within days of taking it. Okay? So the feminist type women out there were passing this around and going, look, men can't even take contraception. You know, look, they're a bunch of pussies and stuff like that, they were saying. And the reality is that this drug is harsh. It's nasty. They've been using male contraception in the UK for about a decade now. It's called nandrolone phenylpropionate. We can't use it here in the United States. You want to know why?
Why?
It's an anabolic steroid. But in the UK, where they're not all hung up with anabolic steroids, they give a man one shot a week and he stops producing sperm. One of the byproducts of it is you put on some muscle. So in the United States, we can't use that because, oh my God, you may put on muscle and be more masculine. But it's an effective male contraceptive with very little side effects other than it shuts down sperm production. They just tested a drug that totally screwed up neurosteroids, like the worst SSRI in the world. These guys, they were on the drug just for a short time. They became clinically depressed, suicidal. So women came out and said, look, men can't even handle what we can handle. That's not the case at all. If they would give this drug to women, they'd be suicidal too. There's this desire out there by a certain group of women to minimize men, to demasculinize men, to make men look like they are the problem on the planet today. And it's a very, very well orchestrated goal right now that's going on right now. And you're going to see more of it as time goes on. That's my prediction. All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We need a funny story. What is, you got any funny stories?
Well, evidently, I really shouldn't laugh about this, but I guess in some sense it is kind of odd. A patient was seriously burned when she breaks wind during her operation. The surgeon
laser
ignites the gas.
So she farted on the table, and this laser they were using for the surgery started a fire.
So this was at Tokyo Medical Center, and the patient was undergoing a procedure. It involved a surgeon applying a laser to both her cervix and her lower uterus. But as the surgeon carried out the operation, the patient passed wind.
Wait. Passed wind. Let's say what it is. She farted. She farted, which caused the laser to ignite a fire and burning the woman's legs. Wow, that must have been a huge fart if it burned her legs.
It's not really funny, but...
It is. How do they explain that to her? So she wakes up, they go, okay, the surgery went great, your uterus is fantastic, but you've got third-degree burns on 20% of your legs. And she goes, how did that happen? Well, while we were performing the surgery with the laser, you farted. And it caused an explosion in the operating room. That's pretty funny. That's really funny, I think.
This happened in April, but they only released it just recently because of the internal investigation that was going on.
This happened in April, but they only released it now because of the internal combustion that was going on. Ha ha ha.
When the patient's intestinal gas leaked into the space of the operating room, it ignited with the irradiation of the laser.
Oh, my God.
She must have really let one.
That must have been a big one, a big fart. And usually they make you, evacuate before you have surgery for that reason. You know, they usually give you, a Fleet enema or something like that, so there's nothing going on. So, wow, that's pretty funny. Okay.
So what do farts say about your health?
Oh, I love this one. I can't wait to hear. Tell me more.
Your gut bacteria is imbalanced.
It's not. Oh, if you have a lot of farts, you have an out of balance gut bacteria. Interesting.
Yeah. Food goes in the top and the muscle contracts to push it along out to the bottom of your digestive tract. Normally, the small intestines make strong contractions to sweep food into the colon. but sometimes medications, infections, certain diseases such as diabetes or complications get in the way.
You know why diabetes? Because of fungal infections. It's not just microbes. It's fungal infections in the intestines, too, that cause gas. If you're very gassy, you could have a fungal infection. It's not just microbes.
Does the oregano oil that we talked about help with that?
Oregano oil, caprylic acid, which is a component of coconut oil, so just coconut oil.
Rosemary, we talked about that.
Rosemary, but get a load of this, activated charcoal. Activated charcoal. Activated charcoal should be taken whenever you take antifungals for two reasons. Number one.
Helps your body absorb it?
No. In fact, you have to take the activated charcoal on an empty stomach because it'll actually absorb nutrients from your food and take them out of you. Activated charcoal has the ability to bond to the cell walls of funguses like candida and take them out with it. Up to 60% of funguses can be removed within just a few days of using activated charcoal for a few days. And we know how strong activated charcoal is in the gut. So Pope Borgia was poisoned, and his daughter Lucretia Borgia immediately poured water on the hot coals of a lamp, a coal lamp, and then crushed up the coal and shoved it down his throat and made him swallow this, and then he vomited it up, and she saved his life. Activated charcoal will absorb everything in its path, poison, good or bad. So activated charcoal is something that if you have digestive issues, you need to look into. You don't need a lot of it, anywhere from 10 to 30 grams a day across a few doses on empty stomachs. And you can start feeling miraculous in just a few days.
You have gas, or if you have IBS, it's the chronic condition that affects the large intestines. It causes gas, bloating, and diarrhea.
So what is ulcerative colitis and IBS has just been linked to what? A fungus. Candida tropicanus.
That's what we talked about that.
So there you go. Candida tropicanus. Get yourself some oregano oil, coconut oil. What's the other one you said? You said something else.
Rosemary.
Rosemary oil and activated charcoal. Start using those on empty stomach. See what happens.
Drinking milk. I guess because of lactose intolerance.
Well, if you're lactose intolerant, yeah, you're going to fart. Yeah, and poop too.
Gluten sensitivity.
Yep. What else?
It says here artificial sweeteners.
Interesting. I guess, do they feed different microbes? I wonder why.
It can cause gas and bloating.
How do you like that? I didn't know that one.
Your sphincter is tight.
So if your sphincter is tight, it'll cause, no, that doesn't cause gas. That just keeps the gas from getting out. If your sphincter, and which sphincter?
The esophageal sphincter? It says it determines the volume and pitch of your toot.
Yeah. So if your sphincter is loose, you'll go like this. Look. But if your sphincter is tight, you'll go.
It says if your last fart smelled like a rotten egg, it's probably because you had something with sulfur in it.
Well, and see, when I first started eating raw eggs, that happened to me. But then after I ate them for about a week, that went away. So obviously the microbial diversity in my stomach changed.
Most of the gas we release is an odorless mix of carbon dioxide, oxygen, and nitrogen, hydrogen, and sometimes methane.
Yeah.
Better be careful. Causing climate change.
Yeah, you're causing climate change. You're responsible for climate change if you fart a lot. We'll have to make you go live with the cows. That's funny.
It says, but when bacteria break down, like from beans, cabbage, meat, and other high sulfurous foods, it creates a tiny amount of sulfur compounds that give off a Napoleon complex smell.
What is Napoleon complex? Napoleon complex is when you're embarrassed about being small.
Maybe it's because you're being embarrassed about
being small.
I don't know.
Having small farts. Well, I think farts are funny when you're by yourself. Everybody laughs when they fart. Be honest. You don't laugh when you fart by yourself?
No.
Seriously? I'm the only one that does that? I think it's so funny when I fart and I'm all by myself.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you ever fart in the bathroom?
Yes, and see the bubbles come up? All kids have done that. You know who Ishkabibble is, right?
No.
Ishkabibble is a person who farts in the tub and eats the bubbles. We used to say that when we were kids. Ishkabibble. We'd call somebody Ishkabibble. Ishkabibble is a person who farts in the tub and eats the bubbles. Oh, that's gross.
That's funny.
We have to take a break. We've got lots more good stories. Don't go away.
Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to MGNstore.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. I was hacking during the break, and I think I had my microphone open. My nose just got stuffed out of nowhere. Like, just all of a sudden, it just got completely stuffed up. I don't know why that happens. Maybe it's the dicamba.
We could talk about that in a minute. First, I wanted to talk about Greek yogurt and Icelandic yogurt. I guess Dr. Oz came out and was talking about different types of yogurt last week. I think it was last week. But when Alex was here this past summer, he turned me on to Icelandic yogurt.
And so what's different about it? You've been eating Greek yogurt for a long time.
Well, it's a little bit thicker, and it's got more protein in it.
That's a good thing.
It's got 25% more protein in it. And it really does taste, it tastes pretty much the same, but it's thicker. That's all I can say.
So you wouldn't say it's more sour, like yogurt sour, you know what I mean?
It does not to me. It doesn't taste like that to me.
I just wonder sometimes if these are just marketing ploys. You know, what's different about it? Is it really any better? Other than the higher protein, I mean, how much higher?
Like 25% more.
Wow, that's considerable. Well, that would speak to why it's... So it could be that they let it sit longer and ferment longer, so more of the liquid comes out of it, and it's more concentrated, and hence, is it higher in carbohydrates too?
It's like the ultimate strain yogurt. It's really creamy and very rich.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, Greek yogurt is good if you... eat yogurt. I'd try the Icelandic yogurt.
So what brands do you buy? Give the listeners some brands.
What's the type of the kefir that we buy now too is Sluggies? Siggies. Siggies. It's available at Whole Foods. That's where I buy it.
Siggies. That's what it is. Siggi. I like their kefir. It's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Icelandic kefir. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Oz.
Well, thank you, Alex, actually.
Yes, Alex.
So you want to talk about dicamba?
Just for a second. We've known this was coming, right? Glyphosate is not working. So they've been testing a combination of glyphosate and dicamba. So that they've already got a genetically modified soybean that is dicamba ready. Just like Roundup Ready. And they're going to start using this. And people will be eating now foods laced with glyphosate and dicamba. The reality is that glyphosate is dangerous. It is a synthetic glycine that incorporates itself into tissue. And the body can't get rid of it. And it leads to amyloidosis of tissue. Amyloidosis of the brain is known as Alzheimer's disease. Amyloidosis of the heart, now we know, causes heart failure. We just did a show about that. There is emerging evidence that amyloidosis happens in all tissue, kidneys and everything. So that's
dicamba,
being driven by glyphosate. Now, dicamba.
Dicamba is considered more toxic than
and
glyphosate.
I was just going to say. And so dicamba is actually considered more toxic on top of everything. Because they say, well, glyphosate is the least toxic. Well, look what it's doing. Dicamba is even more toxic.
It's crazy to me that, okay, so everything's, you know, soybeans and corn, they're resistant to Roundup now. So now they have to come up with a dicamba
combination
and soybeans are going to become resistant to that soon.
Absolutely.
It's just like this.
Not soybean, the weeds that infest soybean plants.
Right, I'm
right?
sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just this, they're chasing this and it's
when
constant.
When organic farmers have already figured out how to handle this without having to destroy the planet, they already know, but nobody wants to do that. That's too hard, right? The other thing that's a big deal about dicamba is it drifts. It tends to drift from the fields that it's sprayed on to other fields close by. So that means if you're an organic farmer in Tuscola and you're surrounded by soybean fields that are using a dicamba glyphosate combo, then chances are you're not going to be able to be an organic farmer because it's going to drift into your fields and it's going to be on your crops as well. That's scary to me too. And don't forget, they're still working on 2,4-D. 2,4-D is one of the components in Agent Orange. They're going to be spraying that on foods pretty soon, too. If you don't think that this stuff is harmful, you're crazy. You're just crazy. I mean, all these chemicals. I mean, never mind the fact that they are contributing to global warming. No one talks about this. The hundreds of millions of pounds of these agricultural chemicals that are sprayed around the globe every year, they are contributing to global warming. We don't hear anything about that. Nothing. This administration has never added that to the discussion about the contributions to global warming and climate change, but it absolutely is. Isn't it interesting that these chemicals are never in that discussion? Isn't that interesting to you?
Yes.
I mean, shouldn't we talk about all the things that are contributing to climate change and global warming?
Yes.
So how is it that we carved around this topic? Literally hundreds of millions of pounds of this stuff sprayed every year that is destroying the atmosphere, that's affecting global warming, that's affecting climate change, because companies like Monsanto, they've got lots of money, they buy lots of politicians.
Monsanto invested $1 billion in producing its new dicamba formula, mm-hmm. and it expects 15 million acres of...
15 million or 150?
It says 15 million acres to be planted with dicamba-resistant seeds in 2017.
Oh, okay.
And 55 million by 2019.
Did you know that there are... I found this number actually... I thought this was kind of shy. But apparently there are 100 and... Let's see here.
A University of Arkansas study recently found that pigweed sprayed with low doses of dicamba became resistant to the full legal dose after just three generations.
So they're going to be spraying more and more of it, and it's going to go above the legal dose because that's what farmers do. There are 150 million acres of genetically modified crops today. 150 million acres.
In the U.S. alone?
I believe that. I'm looking for the number again. I just read it. I don't know if they said globally. But really, that's majority U.S. because we already know that most countries have turned away genetically modified crops, right? So even if they say globally, you know that 80 to 90% of that is in the United States. I can't find it. But I just read it, and I was shocked by that. I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe there's already 150 million acres of genetically modified crops.
In mid-November, the National Organic Standards Board is expected to vote on whether or not hydroponic operation that's growing indoors without soil should be legalized for organic certification.
I think it should. If they're not using pesticides and herbicides, I think it should be labeled organic.
The USDA has allowed over 100 foreign and domestic soilless operations to become certified organic, creating unfair competition for soil-based U.S. growers.
Too bad. That's what competition is about, finding better ways, more efficient ways to do things, and lowering the price to the consumer. I say too bad.
The U.S. is an outlier in international commerce as most countries prohibit the organic certification of soil-less hydroponic produce, including 28 countries of the EU, Mexico, Japan, and Canada.
But why? Okay, let me ask you a question. I want to interview you.
Driscoll's, by the way, the Driscoll's strawberries that's so popular, those are grown hydroponically.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. When you buy organic produce, why do you buy organic produce?
Because I don't want the pesticides.
Okay. You don't buy organic produce because it's grown in soil?
Well, I never thought about it until this because I didn't realize that there was an option there.
What's the advantage to growing in soil over
because of the nutrients?
They've got to put those nutrients in the water too. The plant won't grow. They've got to give the plant the same nutrients that it would grow in soil.
Well, and it's also grown under artificial lighting.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the research would have to show that these plant species grown hydroponically are somehow less nutritious than their counterparts grown in soil. But I think most people buy organic because they don't want pesticides. Because let's be honest, the soil, they add fertilizer back into it. They churn the soil. It gets depleted of stuff. We've already talked about how the soil is depleted. So if they're adding nutrients into the water that they're growing in hydroponic farms, but it has no pesticides and no herbicides on it, I'm personally, I'm kind of okay with that. I think that's the reason I buy organic.
The task force report explores the debate over whether container grown crops that rely primarily on a few added soluble nutrients meets basic tenets of the federal law governing organic production. One of the core organic tenets in the law is restoring and building soil fertility.
Okay. Okay. So here's an easy thing. Don't label it organic. Label it
hydroponically grown.
Grown. Yeah,
I mean, that's an easy solution.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I mean, I would, you know, if that's the only type of strawberries that's available that hasn't been grown in pesticides, I would buy them.
Yeah, yeah. And this is also a wake-up call to hydroponic farmers. Don't just put a couple of the nutrients back in. Put everything. Show that this is superior because it's doing everything the soil does plus more. That's going to be the mission of hydroponic farming in the next 10 years. Make it better than growing in soil. Make it better.
And do you have an issue with the artificial light?
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't. I mean, unless you can show me that the artificial light is somehow making the plant less nutritious. But if they're using in California, most of the marijuana grown is grown in media other than soil. It's grown hydroponically or it's grown in these pellets with water. Unless you go up into Humboldt County where they're actually growing it on farms, the rest of the marijuana is growing in someone's basement where they're piping in CO2. They're managing the atmosphere, moisture, humidity, temperature, and they're using light cycle. They're using very expensive lighting systems to create light cycles just like day, night. They're doing all this stuff, and they're growing marijuana that is far superior to anything that can be grown on a farm.
It does state here that organic hydroponic produce, whether imported or grown by giant agribusinesses in the U.S. is not identified in the marketplace. And I do think that we need to know what we're buying.
That I agree with you. It should say organic and hydroponic so that people can make their own decision.
Berries, tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers are grown hydroponically.
So now you know. Anytime you buy berries, tomatoes, cucumbers, or peppers, you're probably buying a hydroponic, unless you're buying it from a family farm. There you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today. And get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I just want to talk about a few things that are going to be voted on Tuesday. They're going to be on the ballots in some areas, particularly in California, in the San Francisco area. They're going to be voting on a soda tax. Mm-hmm. And you just did a show this week with a guy from Boston, a doctor from Boston University.
Yeah, he showed that organizations that give health advice, like Susan G. Komen, their message changes in favor of soda when Big Soda donates money. And so they said, yeah.
They showed this in their study.
Yeah, so Big Soda fights against health policies that impact them negatively. And so when they donate money to these organizations like the American Diabetic Association, those associations change their message. Even though they should be telling their members soda is a bad idea for you, they say, well, some soda's okay. And, so, yes, the BU study shows that money donated from Big Soda influences the message by agencies and organizations that deliver health information.
So what will be taxed if this measure passes in San Francisco? All three measures levy a penny per ounce tax on distributors of beverages with more than 25 calories per half ounce. I'm sorry, per 12 ounces. They include soda, energy and sports drinks, sweetened iced teas, lemonade, and juices with added sugar. What will not be taxed are diet sodas.
No sugar.
Milk. Naturally sweetened beverages and baby formula.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Here's my problem with taxes, right? So when we talked about this the other day, it made me go back and look. In 1965, 42% of Americans smoked cigarettes. Isn't that startling?
Yes.
Almost half the population smoked cigarettes, of adults. Okay. 65 is when we've always had a tobacco tax dating back to the late 1800s. Actually, earlier, the early 1800s. It was a tobacco tariff. But tobacco tariffs were never punitive until 65, when the linkage by the Surgeon General was made that cigarettes kill people. So then they said, oh, we got to put a tobacco tax on there that actually makes the burden of smoking greater to people financially. They have to pay more money. And ever since then, the tobacco tax has been increasing. Now, in 65, when the tobacco tax was imposed to be punitive, 42% of Americans were smoking. Today, in 2016, you've got around 16%, 18% of Americans smoking. So the tobacco tax people say, look, it worked. But that's really not true. The message alone worked, that tobacco kills you, kills 500,000 people a year. When you look at the tobacco tax and you dig deeper, you find out that the money the government takes for tobacco is not used to deter new smokers, educate smokers, offset the cost to healthcare systems for people who smoke, which it should be done because this is a high-risk behavior. Instead, they use it to buy golf carts and dump trucks and pave roads and all these other things that have nothing to do with tobacco. So here's what I say to San Francisco. If you impose this tobacco, this soda tax, promise the people of California that every single penny that the government gets from this tax is put back into outreach programs and advertising.
Education.
And education to give people alternatives to soda, explain to them how soda is destroying their health, and those things. Don't use the money to erect statues of famous people, to pave roads, to buy golf carts and dump trucks. That is really an atrocity to use those tax dollars for those purposes.
It's also on the ballot in Boulder, Colorado. They will decide on a 2 cent per ounce tax on sweetened beverages.
Yeah. But use the money to help the mission. Don't just have it be another way for you guys to get more money from the taxpayers to use however you want.
The legalization of marijuana is on the ballot in several places, and it's not just medical marijuana, it's recreational marijuana. It's on the ballot in 5 states this year: California, Nevada, Arizona, Maine, and Massachusetts. 4 other states are considering initiatives to legalize medical marijuana: Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota, and Montana.
And that's just to, once they get medical marijuana, then recreational marijuana will follow. Obviously.
Right.
So,
legal marijuana sales nationwide have jumped from $5.4 billion last year to an increase from, $4.6 billion in 2014 to $5.0 billion last year.
So to $5 billion last year.
$5.4 billion.
Okay. So the idea that marijuana is illegal and alcohol is legal shows that policymakers don't really care about people's health like they say they do. They're not protecting Americans. Alcohol is responsible for more deaths every single year from car accidents.
Do you think it's because it's more accessible?
No. People who smoke pot know that you can smoke weed and pretty much drive a car unimpaired, but you can't have a few drinks and drive a car unimpaired. And if you're going to alter your state of consciousness and your choices are alcohol or marijuana, marijuana is much safer for you for a variety of reasons. Most notably, we have a cannabinoid receptor in the brain, which means we evolved consuming plants that had cannabinoids in them. So for so many millions of years that we developed a cannabinoid receptor. Alcohol, on the other hand, is toxic to the GABA-A receptor. That's how it makes you drunk. So alcohol intoxicates you. Intoxicate. Toxin. It poisons you just mildly enough to impair your brain function, where we actually have a receptor for pot in our brain. So if you look at it from a scientific standpoint, pot's safer to use because it is more appropriate for the human brain. So with that being said, and then when you look at the health conditions that are promoted by alcohol consumption, it's linked to cancer and heart disease and diabetes and everything else. And then you combine that with, you know, the fact that pot is being shown to cure cancer. You know, the cannabinoids and cannabis are being shown to cure cancer and stuff like that. This is a no-brainer. But this is more about political correctness. There are people who are going, oh, marijuana, it's a gateway drug. You start with marijuana, you'll be shooting heroin. No. Alcohol is the gateway drug. Everybody starts out drinking before they go to marijuana. So that's a weak argument. And the fact that we have people out there that are going to spend lots of millions of dollars railing against marijuana when they'll go home and have a highball with their friends, it's just ludicrous. It's nonsense. So we need to get off of our high horses and just legalize marijuana, get it over with, so states can take advantage of it, business people can take advantage of it, people can use it. It has medicinal benefits and purposes, and stop this nonsense, this hypocrisy. That's all. That's my opinion. That's my opinion.
And everybody has one.
Yeah, I have more than one quite often. We have anything else to talk about?
That's it.
Okay, so we end on that note. Everybody go out and smoke a blunt. it's been a great week. We've had a lot of good shows this week. And don't forget to listen to the podcast if you missed the live show. And we'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
What do professional athletes such